This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, so we have some interesting developments with the Memphis basketball program. We've mentioned this name before. We talked about him yesterday. Doug. My Dougie. Doug McDaniel, favored, according to Joe Tipton of On3, to be a Tiger. Now, some people like my Dougie. Some people like a little Doug funny. Now, some people hate. Some people live to hate. And I feel bad for those people. You know, they didn't get to live the Nicktoons era. And I'm not talking about the, you know, current Nicktoons, you know, with the SpongeBob Jason. I'm talking about the, you know, the Rocket Power, Rugrats, Sincere Parker, I would guess, is going to be your two man. Zach Davis would be your three. Ashton Hardaway, as of right now, you're four, and then you go get a five, and that's your starting lineup. Again, on paper, it doesn't. Who knows? I could talk you into it, right? Doug McDaniel, power five, point guard. You know,
He's on a bad Michigan team.
He was on a bad Michigan team, and he was on a bad Kansas State team.
Right.
You know, I mean that's
hadn't been part of a winner yet.
Yes, but
he can play.
You know, is that Doug McDaniel's fault?
And P.J. Haggerty was part of a loser, too.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I think Doug McDaniel is...
He had been somewhere before that, though.
TCU.
Thank you.
But he redshirted, and, right. You know, I don't know if
he
they
was
were...
within a solid program.
Yeah, solid, right. but I like Doug McDaniel. I think he's a hooper. That's what he is. He's really not, he's not your sort of true point guard, you know, like he's going to have, like, 8 assists a game. He's more of a scorer, I think, but yeah, I averaged 11-5 last year, you know, and it was not his best year by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, he averaged 16 a game for Michigan the year before, so I definitely think, and I would guess Memphis is hoping they get that version of Doug McDaniel because that becomes easy to say. All right, he's the guy, he's going to be our leading scorer, our point guard. So Doug McDaniel, power five. Sincere Parker, you know, played for Will Wade at McNeese State, essentially, you know, a power five last year. They beat Clemson. Zach Davis, SEC wing, all right? So that's your, you know, again, it starts to come together a little bit. Hard to know how good it is. I like certain parts of it. I would like to see the big, whoever they get, I'd like to see that big be a good player, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm always in favor, Jason, of the Power 5 drop-downs. Give me those guys. Because most of the time, they translate. It's the guys that try to jump up from, you know, lower leagues, you know, and not that there are many. There are not many lower leagues in the AAC these days. But it feels like those are the ones that Memphis has not had a good track record with. I think about Christian Kessie from Coppin State.
Ugh.
I'm going all the way back because he put up big numbers
against good teams.
Yeah,
he broke down the numbers.
Yeah,
not here.
Jonathan Pierre, D2, came here and it didn't work. So I would not waste my time on guys that are at a lower level. Penny just doesn't play them. They don't thrive here. But guys that are dropping down, you know, especially who have done it at multiple stops, Michigan, Kansas State, I'm in. So sounds like Georgetown and Maryland are the main competition for Doug McDaniel. But again, the intel from Joe Tipton is that they are the favorite. Memphis is the favorite for Doug McDaniel. Can we get you on board with Doug?
Sure. I am of a position that's folks probably not going to want to hear, but it's changing, and I'm losing belief very quickly. And not Penny's ability to get it done, but the Memphis basketball program's ability to get it done. It's from, you know, the education, frankly, we've gotten from you. From others that have been reporting about the NIL, where Memphis was. I heard you talking with Jeff. You've gone basically from rich to poor, you know, in the matter of an offseason. Like John was talking about last offseason, you know, with that budget you had between 4 or 5, whatever it was, you know, Stansberry's throwing around money. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They got all the money in the world. You know, you're at the top. But it's changed so much. And I know it gets us back into maybe, you know, not the, you know, the most optimistic conversation about the program. But, again, I would go to it's not going to matter how good a coach Penny is. You can't be nationally competitive if your budget isn't that. You got now – see, it's crazy because AAC football budget, okay, well, that you can do some things with that. AAC basketball budget, even at the top of the heap, can't even help you retain a guy like P.J. Haggerty. You know, what you need – is between 8 and 10, and it's not a question of whether or not you're going to $3 million to keep P.J. Haggerty.
Right.
You don't have it. That's right. Scary to me. The price has gone up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Zen Sports, if you're going to be betting, make sure you do it over on Zen Sports. Got everything you need. They got NBA playoff games. They got baseball games. Great app. Easy to use. Download it today. Zen Sports, Z-E-N Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, we're going to do Fade Brad in just a little bit. We have 3 games today, Jason. 3 more games for Brad. So let's see how he fares.
I love when we can put the boss to work. I mean, most folks don't. Most employees don't get that chance, right?
Facts, my man. Facts, facts, facts. So we'll do that a little bit later in the show. But we got NFL draft. We got 2 things tomorrow. We got Game 3, Grizz Thunder. And then, I don't know which one comes first. I guess the draft is kind of ongoing, but you got the game 3, and then you got the NFL draft first round which is relevant to both of us because we have two top 10 picks, right? I'm drafting at 6. You're drafting at 10.
Very relevant to Tennessee as well.
Very relevant
even
to
though we
fans.
Think it's yes. a done deal.
Yes. Our friend Adam Chernoff over at Right Angle Sports has done his one and only mock draft. All right? And he has gone with the following. We'll just do the top 10. That's what we care about, right?
Yes.
Cam Ward 1, Travis Hunter 2, Abdul Carter 3 to the Giants. Will Campbell 4 to the Patriots, getting some offensive line help for Drake May. Mason Graham, the defensive lineman, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5, shoring up their defensive line. Ashton Jeanty lasting until the Raiders at 6. Armand Membo going to the Jets at 7, tackle. So got to protect Justin Fields, as you know. Then Jalen Walker going to the Panthers, linebacker from Georgia at 8. Michael Williams going 9th to the Saints, passing on a quarterback there are the New Orleans Saints, according to Adam. And then Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle, going to the Bears at 10. So what do you feel like? What are you feeling?
Well, check down the rest of the list for me. At least tell me about whether there's a third quarterback selected or second and third quarterback selected.
So, okay. So
some have 3, yes. Some have just 2. And you didn't have Shadur in the top 10.
No, he's got
Let's
Shadur. He does
there.
Have Shadur going 21st
okay.
to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that is it. That's the only other quarterback.
Okay. Some have Jackson in the first round. And
yeah.
Wasn't Fitz his hot take 2 weeks ago that Dart would go ahead of Shadur?
Yes.
Okay. I still think there's a chance Dart. I've seen a lot of mocks that got Dart in the first round, some to the Rams,
yep.
Some to others. But so I'm watching that. I mean, how many quarterbacks go in the first round is going to be, and whether a third one does. Feels like Milroe and the Louisville quarterback are going to go high second day, and he's going to the draft, but just to experience it with his family, seems to understand there's a good chance he's not going first day, going to be top of the second day on Friday. As far as that top 10 that you mentioned, it's funny to compare it to ESPN's latest one done by Peter Schrager. Mm-hmm. Schrager. He has Jacksonville not allowing Ashton Jeanty to drop to you and taking him at 5. It's one of the few I've seen that don't have Ashton just penciled into you guys at 6.
Right.
He says the Jags, with their new GM, aren't going to pass on a guy that's got a chance to be a franchise playmaker. And that that might be something you want to watch out for. And particularly where it could matter is if you've got a team like the Bears that wants to trade up to 5 to get ahead of the Raiders or anybody else to get Ashton Jeanty, maybe Jacksonville's not looking at that. Maybe they're looking at Jeanty the same way we are.
Yep.
As a potential franchise changer, as a Saquon Barkley sort of, a clone, perhaps. I shouldn't call him that at this point because he's got to prove it at this level. But dude looks ready for it, and maybe Jacksonville keeps him from y'all. I know that'd be deflating on this ESPN one. They've got you guys taking the offensive tackle from Missouri, and the Bears actually trading back from 10, allowing the Colts to come up and grab the tight end out of Michigan, Colston Loveland, and Bears going back to pick at 14 and still being able to get Kelvin Banks Jr., an offensive tackle that out of Texas that many. I have the Bears taking at 10. And so if you could still get him at 14, that actually makes some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't excite me in terms of trading back if you're a Bears fan. That said,
yeah.
I'm excited about Cam and Tennessee. This can go well. This can be the guy. It doesn't have to be, we're sort of, well, he's not, Caleb or Jaden or C.J. Stroud and all this stuff. If the plan is right and, I don't have a ton of confidence in it. But Cam could end up being good there and really give a quarterback who's dynamic can put butts in seats and be the kind of charge you need in a franchise that's been looking for a QB for a while. I guess he'll be in there battling Levis to start, but I'm in a way excited to see Cam Ward Tennessee to see
that'd be fun.
If he can quickly get it up off the ground.
Totally. I mean, there is an opening there because you would say CJ regressed in some ways. I wouldn't necessarily bet that continues, but it happened. Quarterback, big questions
CJ's
in Indianapolis.
Good, though. Yeah.
Big questions in Indianapolis, as much as it pains me to say. And then Jacksonville, who knows?
Well, this is it for you. That's why they put a beatable guy in Daniel Jones next to him.
Yeah.
I just meant it for Anthony Richardson. I say you because you got all the stock still.
That's
and,
right.
And that price has dropped, hasn't it?
Yes.
And so this is it for us.
This can still
go up, John. They've still made this situation for him to beat out Daniel Jones. And show a little bit more professionalism.
Yeah.
But the more you hear about it, that's what folks are waiting on him. And I don't think that's what you didn't get to interview him, man. If you had gotten to interview him, maybe you wouldn't have bought the stock.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I'm sorry.
But, you know.
This is it. This is our year.
No, I mean, we got to go prove it.
Yeah, it could be our year.
It's like Ryan Silverfield.
The stock could still go back up.
You have all the resources in the world. You got Shane Steichen. You got Adonai Mitchell. You got Jonathan Taylor. You got every, you know.
He had not played a lot of football.
He had not played a lot of
in
football.
In college as a starter.
That's right.
And so, experience, you know, being a pro, it's hard to do when you haven't been out there a lot.
No, I mean, that's.
And this guy had to learn to be a pro, maybe, and we'll see if he's learned anything this year.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I'm excited. I'm hoping that it's Ashton Jeanty. I am preparing myself to not be Ashton Jeanty, though, because it is a Raiders draft. And so, you know, I need to be prepared for the possibility, if not probability, that he goes before sixth. Because nothing good ever happens to the Raiders in the draft. So I'm prepared for it. And then it will probably go some slapstick, you know, at six, like always.
Do you see what this GM said about, not a GM, an assistant coach in the NFL who was talking anonymously about Shedeur Sanders. He had been in the interview. And who was it that put the quote out yesterday? But it does feel like there's almost an agenda, man, to bury Shedeur Sanders. Oh, boy, an NFL assistant coach on Shedeur Sanders. This is from Kleiman. Dove Kleiman?
Dove Kleiman. Dove. But he's a fraud.
Is he?
Yeah, like, it's not a real person. Like, he's not reporting, he's an aggregator, but, like, the whole story about Dove. Well,
it's from Tom Pelissero, who is not a fraud.
Correct.
It was aggregated.
It's aggregated by Dove.
This is a real quote, though, because it's from Pelissero.
Yes. So,
the worst form of, this is the assistant who says he sat in on an interview. Again, it's an anonymous interview. So even with that, I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt. They'll say anything in these because they're not their identity's protected. The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is he's not that good. That's an NFL assistant on Shedeur Sanders after having the interview with him. Does it not feel like there's just an extra sort of layer of criticism of him for arrogance or being Deion's son and all that?
There is.
An arrogance that they sort of attribute to being Deion's son as opposed to most quarterbacks are arrogant.
Yeah.
Most think they're the best and the smartest guy in the room. And, I mean, my gosh, the guy that's goes in the dark, Aaron Rodgers, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
I mean, most of them can be condescending, can be arrogant.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a difference between that and then blaming teammates and all that, and I'm not suggesting Shedeur doesn't do that. I don't know it well enough, but I don't know, man. It just seems like folks are out to get him. If I was Deion, you were talking about a guy that was once mocked at one, who's now maybe going, I saw it, he's -120 going second round in some spots.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to fall below the Steelers at 21, but he might not even go first round now.
You're right. I mean, I do think he is subjected to an additional, like a harsher, you know, criticism than a normal quarterback in his situation would be because, like you said, you know, his dad and you know, all the, you know, whatever you want to call it.
What about the part he's just not that good?
I don't know.
Do you believe that?
I mean, he's
accurate as heck.
The BYU, like we talked about a lot, the BYU tape scared me because that was like an NFL-like defense, you know. But there were games this year where he was just unbelievable. I mean, he was absolutely fantastic. I think about they lost to Kansas State, but I feel like some of the balls that he was throwing were just ridiculous. Like where I was like, man, I'd love to have him as my quarterback, you know, watching that one. Let's see what his numbers were. 31-28. Shedeur had, he was 34-40, 388 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. He was fantastic.
Well, he's accurate, man.
And so, you know, he has games like that. And then against BYU, he was, like, taking bad sacks, you know.
He backpedals too much.
He back 100%. He was in the red zone.
Got rid of that ball.
Then they were at the 5-yard line. They end up at the 28-yard line because he took a 25-yard sack, you know. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's why you have coaches. You know, these guys have to be coached.
Well, the Steelers got to get somebody in there.
Yes.
Because you can't You can't have Mason Rudolph as your plan.
You really can't.
And maybe Shedeur Sanders is not good for a plan off top, but they don't, you know, waiting on Aaron Rodgers, which they said they're not doing, could be a mistake. Now, if the Steelers, you might be smarter waiting on second round. Maybe you get Jalen Milroe.
Yeah.
You know, a project. Because I'm not sure about Shedeur starting day one. I'm not sure about, and I know Jalen Milroe can't. So if I'm just going to be in a boat where I got to start Mason Rudolph, maybe the project I want is Jalen Milroe,
yeah,
as opposed to Shedeur. He's too arrogant or whatever decision I made on him.
Yeah.
But and then the Huck, I think is the way it's pronounced, the Louisville,
yeah,
quarterback. He's, you know, going to be top of the second round too. Highly thought of.
Right.
I still think Dart's going to be a first rounder.
I think,
did he have Dart in the first? He said he did not.
He did not.
Let me see if this ESPN one does.
I'm assuming like there will be a little bit
looks
of
like
a,
he's out. He might be out of this one too. No, he's in this one 26, going to the Giants in a projected trade with the Rams.
Well, that could happen.
See, most I've seen have Jackson Dart at the end of the first, somewhere in the first round, most toward the end. I'm still kind of sticking with that he's going to be. It'll be three quarterbacks taken first.
Yeah.
The thing about it though, and we forget this, or at least I do on a year-to-year basis, if you take your guy in the first round, your quarterback, you get that extra fifth year of control. And so if you really believe in Jalen Milroe, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then and you think he will pan out, but it's a long-term plan and you're going to develop him, having that fifth year be important enough to where you move into, you know, 31.
Yep.
To go grab him.
Yep.
Because it gets you a fifth year with that first round pick.
Yep.
So something to consider, whether it's Huck or any of these other Jackson Dart, same thing.
Yeah.
Those end of you know, top of second round guys, you get that possibility. Maybe I want to go ahead and take him in the first because I get that extra year.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It'll be a fun draft. We'll see what happens. We'll see if anybody trades up. There's a run on quarterbacks. Where Shedeur goes. If the Bears trade up to get Ashton Jeanty, we're gonna see.
I'd love it.
We will see. All right, we'll come back. Faye Brad, and then we'll do Norton Hart IV. He'll join us at 1:25. I've been reading this this piece from Evan Miyakawa about flipped rosters. He just posted it. And just the numbers on this though are just really, really staggering, man. If you look at, I'm just gonna throw this out there while I'm on the subject. Last 4 years, right, of teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.